The long list of parties submitting Friend of the Court or amicus curiae briefs on this case includes 497 tribes and 62 tribal and Indian organizations. They say ICWA protects Native children's well-being and preserves tribal nations. Another brief comes from Robin Bradshaw, a registered member of the White Earth Band of the Ojibwe tribe. She outlined her protracted legal battle in Minnesota to hang on to custody of her granddaughter. Another brief was written by a group of administrative and constitutional law professors represented by Dallas attorney David Cole. Cole said in an interview that there is sincere and compelling emotion on both sides, but the issue comes down to the law. Does the U.S. Constitution empower Congress to pass laws such as ICWA to further the United States' obligation to enforce treaties?
There have been treaties made with Indian nations requiring certain commitments towards taking care of children, the welfare of families. And pursuant to those treaties, Congress has enacted ICWA as something necessary and proper to carrying out the goals of those treaties.
The other side sees it differently. The state of Texas and seven individuals argue that ICWA is unconstitutional because it discriminates against non-Indian adoptive or foster parents and allows Congress to commandeer the functions of state courts and agencies to carry out ICWA's practices. Supreme Court justices will settle the issue in a future opinion. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.